In yesterday's video, we talked about how our God is a triune God, three distinct persons, one God, and I showed you how you can see that in the Old Testament. My question for you today is, why? Why is that important? Why is that significant that our God is a triune, three persons, yet one God? God, how does that affect your life? How does that bless your life? Well, the way I'm going to answer that is by telling you the story of Andy. Now, Andy's not his real name. I changed it to protect his identity. Andy was having a rough go in life. Things were not going well. And he had finally despaired enough that he was going to make a permanent solution to the temporary problem that was going on in his life. And he planned on ending his life. He felt so unworthy and so unloved that he didn't even want anyone to find his body for a really long time. So Andy's plan was to drive deep, deep, deep out into the woods and then end his life. And as Andy drove and he had his thoughts in his mind and convincing himself he wanted to really do this, he finally gets to the spot and says, all right, last thing I'm going to do, I'm going to listen to one last song. The one thing Andy really did love and enjoy in this world was music. And so he turns on the radio and his favorite station doesn't come in. Remember, deep in the woods. His next one, and next one, and next, all of his presets, none of them worked. Now frustrated, Andy wants to listen to just one more song, right? Again, life isn't going great. And so he's scrolling through all of the stations and only one station came in. You can see God's hand all over this present situation trying to help him out. Guess what? It was a Christian station. And the song that was playing at that exact moment was by the band called Third Day, a Christian band. And the song was called Cry Out to Jesus. And there in that moment, Andy listens to this song and God pours into him, pours favor and grace and understanding. And here are the lyrics, some of the lyrics from that song. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, love for the brokenhearted. And that's Andy in that moment. There is grace and forgiveness. God poured forgiveness into him of his past, everything that was hurting him. Mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are, even deep in the woods when he's contemplating suicide. Cry out to Jesus. And in that moment, God changed his heart. God brought peace to his heart, that there was hope for the helpless, that he knew in his future that there could be peace in his heart and life. He changed what he was going to do. The Spirit worked on him, and Andy turned that car around and drove home, confessed to his parents what he was about to do, and got the help that he needed in his life. Well, sometimes later, Andy's parents were at a Third Day concert. They got the ability to go tell the band face to face how God used their song to save Andy's life. And actually, if you've ever heard the Third Day song, I Need a Miracle, it's written about this exact story of God using song, grace in song, to save someone's life. Now back to our question. How is our triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, a blessing to us? What does that do for us? And if you notice, I told you in the story of Andy, our God has different parts that he rules and reigns inside of our heart and inside of our life. God the Father, he rules and reigns in your present as a father does, protecting you, providing you, watching out over you in your present. God the Father helped Andy in that present to only hear one song so that he knew that he was still loved. Jesus, God the Son, rules and reigns over your past. He forgives you of all of your sins and pulls away and destroys all that guilt and all of that shame to know that you are loved and know that you're forgiven. And in that situation, God spoke through that song, the grace in that song, to forgive Andy of his past. God the Holy Spirit rules and he reigns into your future. He's the one that brings you to faith and helps you to grow and to go in your faith. He rules and reigns in your future, guiding you and leading you in paths of righteousness for God's name's sake. Your triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, protects you in your present, protects you in your past, protects you in your future. So do you know what that means? You are never alone. You are never alone.